Do we want to do the Gregorian chant?
The second movie was definitely lacking in Gregorian chant.
It really was.
We don't know what they were actually saying, but, you know, we have our own renditions of what they were saying. It was pretty good.
Swedish meatballs.
Chef Boyardee. Beefaroni.
Okay. Alright, so, the original was made in 1976, the new one was made out in 2006, so it's like 12 years old now.
Yeah, that's crazy, it's older than my daughter.
Right? And you know what's even crazier, dude? Like, I had friends get married on June 6, 2006.
Oh, no shit.
Dude, I was dating Josh at the time.
Ouch.
It might be a certain dude whose name's Steven.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that makes sense.
With the... That was an elbow drop, by the way.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The audio is just going to play back, so it's just going to be me going, and make a smack noise. So I had to give them the visual that I was elbow dropping. Steven, who was a wrestler, got married then, so... I guess by the time this comes out, happy 12th anniversary!
Did he ever afford pants without holes in them? Did that get fixed?
Dude, you should see his new gear.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
He's got, like, this whole, Roman warrior kind of thing going on.
Oh, gotcha.
And he's got fuzzy boots.
Okay.
Like, he comes out with kind of a mohawk, kind of a top knot thing. It's amazing now.
So he doesn't have the holes in the pants.
No. Okay. He wears a skirt now.
Or the exploding crotch.
I don't know if his crotch explodes.
Like the lightning bolts all kind of radiated from the crotchal area?
No exploding. I mean, I don't know what it looks like underneath the skirt he wears, but... So, Steven, if you're listening, we have questions about your new uniform.
I feel like wrestling gear is the opposite of a uniform.
I don't know. I feel like it's not...
Because uniforms are all, like, matching so that you're a...
Alright, fair.
Wrestlers have to, like, show their personality what they wear.
Alright, fine. It's the gear. Oh, we have questions about your new gear, so if you're listening to this podcast, let us know. We would like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know. I also have some other questions about the wrestlings, but that's okay. Mostly, like, how come guys get to walk around in Speedos and thigh-high boots and no issue, but I do it, and it's like, Sam, get the fuck out of Target.
I was picking up what you were going to lay down.
Hey,
I was waiting for you to be like, why can't I do it? I'm like, because you do it at Target.
Hey, I do not. They have surveillance videos of me.
You have fucking Rob there that sneaks up on you.
You do it at Walmart.
I do it at Walmart, yeah, exactly.
Nobody would care at Walmart.
Yeah, nobody would care at Walmart.
I've been to Walmart.
I'm sorry to all my friends who work at Walmart, okay, guys?
Sorry you work at Walmart.
Alright, so the Omen episode. What can we say about these two movies? Like, they were pretty similar, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my thought, is we can't really do a one movie and then the next movie.
Yeah, because...
They were almost... I mean, they looked like they used the same script and just had different editors and directors.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly...
Yeah, I mean, the gore was better. It was more updated gore.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't say they were better, because it was updated and it was gorier in the updates, but, like...
It seemed a lot more cheesier, honestly.
Yeah, like, when the priest got harpooned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was really cheesy.
Yeah, had said in the original that it looked more realistic, that this weather vane basically fell down and hit the priest.
Yeah, it fell, turned into a spear, and skewered him into the ground, impaled him against the ground.
Mm-hmm.
In the original, it was just a piece of wrought iron, and it fell, and that's kind of all there was to it. He slumped against it when he was, or into it.
Yeah.
When it hit him. In the new one, it had to fall through plate glass, and it was all CGI of the stained glass falling on him, and then it pegs him to the ground, and all those pieces of, like, shurikens of multicolored glass peg into his face, and his... It was just over the top in a movie that really didn't... The Omen's never been a gore fest.
No.
It's not what it does.
No.
And so, yeah, it just seemed like it was an over-the-top kill.
Right.
That didn't need to happen.
Well, and I wonder if The Omen, the remake, hadn't been in 3D. Because I know, like, 3D horror movies come in waves, it seems like.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when I see, like, the slowed down, like, shots of things that don't make sense to be slowed down, or, like, the over-the-top gore, I automatically kind of wonder, like, was this something they threw in for the 3D effect?
I can't imagine this was 3D, because